50 years ago this week, Tommy Smith and John Carlos raised their gloved fists as they stood on metal podiums at the Mexico City Olympic Games. It was the summer of 1968, and their protest, a symbol of black power and civil disobedience, rocked the world. Here's Smith at a press conference after the ceremony.
The right glove that I wore on my right hand signified the power within black America. The left glove my teammate John Carlos wore on his left hand made an arc. My right hand to his left hand also signify black unity.
50 years later, we're seeing a renewed wave of protest in sports, most notably with athletes taking a knee during the national anthem to protest police brutality and social injustice. According to a recent NBC Wall Street Journal poll, 54% of voters say kneeling during the anthem is inappropriate. But that hasn't stopped athletes at all levels, from pro sports to high school programs, from participating.
That's why I'm so passionate about this, because I have a grandfather that's a veteran. I've talked to him, and he supports me in my decision of kneeling. It's to a point in this nation where people need to see the problem and either need to be a part of the solution or they're a part of the problem.
Richard Johnson II plays left tackle and defensive end on the Capital Christian football team in Maryland, and he goes by RJ. And before the season began, he and his teammates organized and decided that collectively, all 32 players would take a knee before each game. And Cornell Wade is RJ's coach.
I think one of the great things about the protest in terms of what goes on with us is that I take a knee right next to Coach Fair, who is a retired Marine who stands at full attention. And I think that's a great representation of what America should be, where, you know, I can have my opinion and I can voice my opinion and I can have a fight that I feel is worthwhile and someone else cannot. And we can disagree on that. And that is okay. So while people may feel like it is inappropriate, what I would like to see is a situation where people are understanding of the deeper meaning behind it. This isn't an issue about a flag. At the end of the day, there's an issue about the fact that, you know, I'll send players from this school and I'm not sure whether or not they'll make it home when they leave this school.
I asked Coach Wade how their team first came to the decision to take a knee.
When they first approached me about it, I definitely was proud that they wanted to take up a fight, if you will. I'm a firm believer that you stand for something or fall for anything. So seeing them decide that they wanted to, you know, stand up for a cause that they thought was worthy gave me a sense of pride. I just gave them two things that they needed to make sure that they did. The first is that every one of their teammates agreed that they wanted to do the protest or would support the protest. And then the second was that they did it in every game and didn't pick and choose when they did it.
RJ, this thing about taking a knee actually started a couple of 2 years ago with Colin Kaepernick. I'm wondering, when that happened, what was your reaction? How did you feel about what he was doing?
I personally remember sitting down with my parents and watching that news article that I believe it was that week it happened. It was shocking because it made me realize even more what the problem in this country was. And then just seeing all the backlash that he had within the week of him first kneeling, it was a sad reaction, but it also made me hungrier for justice.
And when you say justice, what do you mean?
I mean justice for all the innocent lives that were lost to police brutality. As a Christian and as a man, there's certain morals that you have to uphold, and you need to be able to take care of everyone. Because I know if I had a son, I wouldn't let him do anything because I'd be too worried about him doing something.
Are you all having conversations about this in school?
Yes, the school is a very politically active school, and we are very politically aware here.
RJ, when you know, this week is the 50th anniversary of Tommy Smith and John Carlos, who raised their fists at the top of the podium in Mexico City at the Olympic Games. Had you ever heard of that protest?
Yes, ma'am. I've seen the pictures of it, and my family, my great uncle, who actually recently just passed, he was very active, and he made sure that I knew a lot about civil rights.
So do you feel like that influences what you guys are trying to do on the field now?
Obviously. It obviously does, because I know that the older generation in my family, they've told me stories of how they had to struggle, and they've told me horrible stories about what people have done to them or tried to do to them or done to their friends. And it just, it, like I said, it makes me hungry for justice in this nation. For my family to have to go through that, and then for us to basically just be going back to the past.
What about you, Coach Wade? When you look at the 50th anniversary of Juan Carlos and Tommy Smith at the Olympic Games, and you look at what your students are doing, how do you feel?
Again, I'm just very proud of them. I'm happy to be able to support them. I feel like athletes definitely have a platform and that it should be used. And whether you talk about the Olympic Games or, you know, Muhammad Ali when it came to going to the war, even to now with Colin Kaepernick standing up against police brutality, athletes have a platform, and I believe it is not only their right, but I believe it is our duty to use that platform in order to bring about change. So I get a great sense of pride when I see these guys do that. And, you know, I feel like they are trying to actively make a change in the world. They're not just sitting around talking about it. They're not tweeting about it. They're actively being a part of a fight that they feel is worthy. And for me, like I said, I'm just so proud of them. I can't tell you. They definitely give me hope for a future generation.
Coach Wade, do you worry about what happens on the road? Is this the team that travels?
Yes, we travel quite often. There is a certain level of concern just because of what you see going on in the world today. There's been a level of confidence when it comes to acting a certain way that didn't really exist before this current presidency, at least that I was exposed to. You know, I've always had experiences with racism, even going back to college, but it's a lot more prevalent in the sense of how it's displayed now. So, you know, you always have that level of concern, but I'm a firm believer that it's in God's hands. And I was brought up, you know, by a family who believes in God and believe that God's will be done. Nobody's will is greater than his. So we don't really worry about it too much. But there is always a certain level of concern in making sure that they're safe.
We're also seeing a big wave of activism just across the country when it comes to young people. And I'm wondering, RJ, if you or any of your classmates are planning on becoming more politically active by voting when you're able to. I would assume that's about a year or two from now.
Yes, I have already registered to vote. I'm only 17 now, and I have registered to vote, and I plan on voting. And I believe most of the other seniors, like I said, this is a very politically active school, so I believe most of the seniors have, not just football players, but most of the senior class, if they've had the opportunity to, they've registered to vote, and they're ready and willing to vote. And I know personally that we have talked to the younger players on the football team about voting and its importance.
Richard Johnson II plays left tackle and defensive end on the Capital Christian football team in Maryland, and his coach is Cornell Wade. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.